latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and David De Gea has made history to become the Manchester United Player of the Year again, after being voted once more by his players. 27-year-old scooped the main player award after naming of the club legend Sir Matt Busby, after he was picked up last year by defender Ander Herrera. He becomes the first player to win the award four times, surpassing three-time winner Cristiano Ronaldo. When asked, manager Jose Mourinho admits there was no chance of him leaving about a move away from Old Trafford. Mourinho has guided the club to the FA Cup final and left the second place in the Premier League this season, but he presented the Manager's Player of the Year award to young midfielder Scott McTominay. So now moving forward, and De Gea admits it is an amazing feeling to get the award again. He told the club's official website, "It's difficult to say with words what Manchester United means for me. For everyone, it's amazing to play for this club, with the history, for the fans, for everything. It's amazing to be part of the club. It's a bit hard at the beginning, but I believed in myself and I work hard and train hard until now. I'm proud of myself too." Moving on then into other news, and the club looks set to make a profit this summer on Matteo Darmian and Daley Blind. Both are out of favour under Jose Mourinho, and reports claim that United are looking to get $15 million for Blind, who cost $13 million, and United want Juventus to pay a similar amount for Darmian, who is keen to return to Italy after starting just three games this season. Finally then, a woman that's also facing an uncertain future is defender Eric Bailly. He's been left in the dark as to why he was not picked in the game against Arsenal. His depressive breakthrough campaign from Villarreal, injuries have disrupted his progress, and some errors in recent games saw Mourinho drop him, and now he's facing an uncertain future at Old Trafford. That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.